This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and frankly racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
President Trump commuting the prison sentence of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, who's now a free man. Blagojevich had been sentenced in late 2011 to 14 years in prison on charges of extortion and corruption. He'd been a contestant on Trump's reality TV show, Celebrity Apprentice. Following his release overnight, he told reporters,
like I said, profoundly grateful. He's got obviously a big fan in me. And if you're asking me what my party affiliation is, I'm a Trumpocrat.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernie Carrick, who pleaded guilty to felony charges involving tax fraud and making false statements to federal investigators. Carrick served about 3 years in prison. More rains in the forecast for parts of the South already hit hard by flooding. Another 5 inches of rain possible this week in areas that have already seen up to 7 inches in the past 10 days. They say the hardest hit areas could be eastern Louisiana to west Georgia. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In some economic news, U.S. producer prices are rising. The Labor Department saying that the 0.5% increase in the producer price index last month is the biggest since October 2018, and also much higher than what economists were expecting, which was just 0.1%. The price index also rose 2.1% in the 12 months up to January. Details have been released of a springtime tradition inside the Beltway. The 99th Annual White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday evening, April 25th, will feature Saturday Night Live's Kenan Thompson as its host and comedian Hasan Minhaj as the featured entertainer. It marks a bit of a U-turn for the White House Correspondents' Association, which last year tried to strike a more serious tone by inviting a historian to deliver a keynote address. That was after some sharp criticism of the 2018 performance of comedian Michelle Wolf, whose jokes were largely at the expense of a lot of women in the Trump administration.
It's like that old saying, if a tree falls in the woods, How do we get Kellyanne under that tree?
No word yet from the White House on whether President Trump will attend the event this year. He has broken a long-standing tradition by not attending the event since he was elected. And NASCAR driver Ryan Newman is alert and able to speak and in good spirits, according to his family, though still in serious condition after a fiery crash at the end of the Daytona 500. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fresh and independent, this is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now is Cheryl Atkinson. Yes, the host of Full Measure, a weekly Sunday news program focusing on investigative, original, and accountability reporting. She is a five-time Emmy Award winner, recipient Edward R. Murrow Award for investigative reporting, and backed by a team of award-winning journalists. Cheryl, good to have you with us. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the show. I think you and I talked in the first couple of weeks when Full Measure was just coming out, and it's just been awesome with the success of the show. It really demonstrates that this is the kind of reporting that America is hungry for.
I agree. I'm delighted that we're now in the middle of season five.
Amazing.
And we're just doing the kind of stories that you watch the news. They're doing the same two or three stories over and over again. There's so much more happening in the world, and it's great to be able to do those stories on our Sunday show.
And what your team is doing, it takes it beyond the 8-second soundbite or the bumper sticker, you know, kind of reiteration. I mean, you're getting deep into the topics for people that really want to know the facts, that they're out there when they are discussing whether it's immigration or terrorism or government waste. You're empowering your viewer with information that others are not giving them.
I was going to say, what's really important to me is so often today the news is managed. So even if you're getting news, you're getting the approved version with the people and the viewpoints you're allowed to hear. Mm-hmm. Because this is a new trend the last few years that they decide or we decide you're not even supposed to consider a certain viewpoint or hear from a certain person. So you'll hear a lot of different views on Full Measure, including views that I think in the media used to be considered either mainstream or acceptable, but are now, for whatever reason, off limits entirely. You'll hear all the views on our program.
Well, this is what we enjoy about our show, like yours. It is good to be independent, isn't it?
It sure is, and I think it's unusual, too. You know, the program that I do is under the Sinclair Broadcast Group, and to do the program, they promised they didn't want to shape the news or have input into what we did. They simply wanted me to do what I used to do at CBS before this time of managed news that we have right now.
Yeah, let's let you do what you're good at, what you're naturally gifted to do. And here's a platform in which, you know, you can exercise your gift and talent. So thank God for Sinclair. And there's other broadcast entities, but we'd like to see a lot more as opposed to the ones that are managing the information because somehow they think America's just not smart enough, I guess.
And Sinclair has been subject to into a propaganda campaign because of it. Because now, and your listeners may know this, if you are simply independent or in the middle or air views from different sides, you're considered controversial because they don't want some people, those views to be known. So they will marginalize, controversialize, use their media partners to attack. It's really a fascinating and in some ways, I think, scary news environment right now.
Well, this is where America needs to fight back because the cancel culture has overdone themselves. I mean, it's bad enough that our speech is being canceled and invalidated. Now they're going after, and of course they've been doing this for a long time, going after people such as yourself who are independent because, you know, there's an old story. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but there was a guy who was on, he was at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco, and he was watching this guy selling fresh crabs out of this little blue box, and he's going, wow, that's kind of odd, you know, because every once in a while you see like a pincher come out of the top of the box. And he says, wow, the water's right there. This guy's going to lose his inventory. He must be some kind of knucklehead. Finally, because he was waiting for his reservation to be called at Aliota's restaurant, the curiosity got to him. And he goes to the guy. He goes, hey, he goes, water's there. Crab's here in the box. The lid's right off the side. Why don't you put the lid on the top and, you know, keep the crabs in the box? He goes, oh, he goes, you don't understand. He says, crabs, they're like people. As soon as one tries to get out of the box, the others reach up and grab them, pull them back down.
So, oh, my gosh.
You know,
that's
and you
so
think,
funny.
But that's the story of us, right? I mean, the story of America and that cancel culture is we're crabs in a box, and if you start to get out, they're going to go up and grab you and pull you back down and say, oh, no, Cheryl, you need to be down here with the rest of us, right?
Well, yeah, but I would argue that that group in the box is actually a fairly small group.
Yes, it is.
The rest of us are climbing to try to get out, but they're the ones that are controlling and influencing politics and media and social media. So it looks like those who are independent-minded are in the minority, but I don't think we are.
No, exactly. And, well, look at historically. Look at what happened in Germany, for example. They found out after everything was said and done, it was 10% that were fascists. They were controlling 90% because the 90% were fearful. They wanted to get along. They didn't believe it was as pernicious as their eyes were telling them. They ignored the warnings, and here we are. I mean, we're following history once again, Cheryl.
I agree.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Well, in your in Full Measure, one of the topics that you go after is the Supreme Court case, Citizens United. There is so much about even the title, Citizens United, that is disarming and confusing. Break that down for our audience so they understand what's coming before the Supreme Court.
Well, I will tell you that many people say they're against Citizens United. They associate that with corporations unduly influencing elections by contributing money. This was a Supreme Court decision made 10 years ago. But most people, if you asked or if I asked, really couldn't verbalize what the case decided and what it was about. I read it twice and had a hard time understanding it. So I set out to kind of break it down, which I did on our program this past Sunday. You can watch a replay at fullmeasure.news. The compliment I got, or the best compliment, was a few people who said they normally can't sit through more than 2 to 3 minutes of a story, but they were glued to this one, and it seems like a dry topic, but it's really not when explained properly. And what I thought was interesting is Citizens United is a conservative nonprofit that won a case for the Supreme Court that sort of threw out a lot of history of finance law that prohibited corporations from spending directly on campaigns during election season. The idea was you don't want corporations to drown out with their big money the influence of individual Americans. But the Supreme Court actually in the end said corporations can for a lot of reasons that have to do with free speech and slippery slope.
Right.
But what was more interesting to me is that the case was actually sparked by a liberal documentary that Michael Moore had done, Fahrenheit 9/11, which was against George Bush when he was running for re-election, and it seemed to be a corporate expenditure because the film was funded by the Weinstein brothers and people like that, Sony and big corporations, against Bush. But it turns out that the film was allowed because there's an exemption for corporate money in these documentaries for documentary makers, and Michael Moore was allowed to do it. So Citizens United saw this as a conservative group and said, we want to make films, too. Like, we want to be the conservative version of Michael Moore.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, the FEC said, well, you've never made a documentary, so we're not going to give you the exemption. So it was sort of an argument over who gets to decide who's the real documentary maker. So they set out to make about a dozen documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, they still could not get this exemption, and they went to the Supreme Court, which decided to make it a much broader issue about corporations, and the decision came down. Now, one big upshot of all of this is both sides, and you heard from supporters and opponents in my story,
mm-hmm.
they both agree it did not have the impact everybody thought. And I can give you a sentence or two on that if you want to.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to a quick break. When we come back, I want you to do exactly that. More from Cheryl Atkinson after this.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Bill Martinez.
We have a country to save.
Back with the America, Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Cheryl Atkinson continues with us. Of course, you know her from Full Measure, which airs Sundays at 9:30 in most markets. You can check your listings. And also, if you want to follow her, Cheryl, the website and where they can go to see Full Measure if they missed last Sunday's showing.
Fullmeasure.news.
Just like that. It's that easy. Okay, Cheryl, before the break, you talked about two things especially that came out of this this Supreme Court case regarding Citizens United. Break that down.
Well, number one, everybody thought Republican money would outweigh Democrat money, that this was really going to give Republicans an advantage. And in fact, the opposite was true, according to both sides, that far more Democrat money has been poured into elections as a result of Citizens United than Republican money. And number two, what's interesting is there wasn't this trillions of dollars in corporate money that has gone into elections like people feared or thought. Mm-hmm. And that's, according to both sides, because some corporations tried it and it kind of backfired. One case was Target, that in some local market endorsed a candidate who turned out to have some controversies. I think he had some decisions that were considered anti-gay rights. Mm-hmm. So people started boycotting Target. Why are you supporting this candidate? So according to both sides, corporations quickly realized it was probably not in their interest, these forward-looking corporations that deal with consumers, to get mixed up with these controversies.
Exactly.
So there has not been this big flood of corporate money that a lot of people anticipated.
Well, I got to imagine, especially now in the partisan times in which we live in, I mean, let's go back and remember the Michael Jordan philosophy about staying neutral. But some of these, we just saw the Oscars, they just can't help themselves. And they do so at their own peril and the compromise of their brand. And corporate America is smart enough to figure that out pretty quick.
I think so. And, you know, it's the bottom line. So what's happened is they just decided to stay at arm's length. There has been some more money put in, but just not like people thought. And yet, I think a poll came out that said Citizens United is unpopular to the tune of like 80% of the public. There was a hearing just this past week held by House Democrats on how to get around it or do away with it. But I do wonder if it's become more of a talking point and a symbol than something that really has much of an impact in reality.
Well, and it's always kind of interesting. You talk about projection. The Democrats are really good at doing that. And they've projected the woes and problems of Citizens United on the Republicans when it's been the Democrats getting the most benefit. I guess they figure if they've got the cover of perception, they can take the money and run, huh?
Well, for years, this has been the case where there's, in many realms, been more Democrat than Republican money poured into certain things. And as I've covered it, I've asked Democrats about that. What about the notion that you're, you know, taking more advantage of these rules and laws you say you don't like? And their answer to that, in fairness, is, well, as long as it's legal, we are going to do it. We're not going to give ourselves a disadvantage by unilaterally disarming ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their answer, and they're pretty darn good at that spending as long as the spending they say they don't like is legal.
Well, a couple more topics I wanted to touch on, particularly speaking of the Supreme Court. Clarence Thomas, in his own words, I thought it was a very, very powerful documentary.
Yes, and people can see this in popular theaters for at least a short time now. I think it'll be airing on PBS mm-hmm. in a few months as well, but you don't hear much from Clarence Thomas, and this is a whole documentary where he's looking into the camera and talking about his background, his life, his philosophy, his contentious Supreme Court hearings, which if people are too young to know, was at least as contentious as the Kavanaugh hearings in its time, because he also was hit with 11th hour charges, although it was nothing about sexual assault. It was about inappropriate comment. But at the time, that was really, really considered over the line if there were these sexual comments going on at the office.
Exactly.
That eventually, you know, he denied and he got on the court, but that was a big deal. And he's so quiet, which is also explained in the documentary. He's quiet during arguments before the Supreme Court. but he has a reason for that. He's actually the most active writer of opinions on the Supreme Court. He's the longest serving current member. And I thought his upbringing was interesting.
I was going to say, when you consider his upbringing and to see him where he is now, what an incredible American success story, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was raised very poor. His family did not speak, I'll just say, traditional English. They spoke a form of Creole. So English wasn't even his first language. He had a single mother, was given to his grandfather to be raised, grew up in white Catholic schools, joined the seminary, left disillusioned after experiencing some racism. The seminaries were all white at the time. Mm-hmm. Became a, as he says, angry black man, radical, which, mm-hmm. which is just so opposite of how he turned out to be, and talks about how he started to realize it was a destructive path, and he went back to his religious roots, and bada bing, bada boom.
Yeah, there it is. But that's the story of all of us, isn't it, Cheryl? I mean, we come to that crossroads in life. I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And we have an opportunity. When we come to that crossroads, are we going to go to the right or go to the left and choose good over evil and be redeemed? I mean, even Joaquin Phoenix, in the midst of all the crazy stuff the Joker was saying the other night at the Oscars, he did admit that he did find some redemption. I just wish he would have found redemption in the one who can truly give lasting redemption as opposed to the cocktail circuits of Hollywood.
Well put indeed. And I do think you're right that there is, and I didn't always think of it as a political path because I'm a very apolitical person. I couldn't even tell you after college what it meant to be a Democrat and what it meant to be a Republican. I went around asking people at my first news job.
Right.
But I do think we do hit crossroads, as Clarence Thomas did, not necessarily purely political, but where we decide, you know, what we're about, who we want to be. Mm. And for me, one of those points was, you know, realizing how the news was becoming and was I going to sort of compromise how I felt to fit the model and continue a wonderful, secure career that would start to maybe feel sour to me? Mm. Or was I going to, and I think many people face this in their jobs and in their lives, stay true to myself and like the person that I saw in the mirror, you know, when I got home at the end of the day?
Exactly.
And despite all of the stuff that I guess you could say happened to me or that surrounded me, I'm just the happiest person. And I think that's partly why I think I'm a lot happier than many colleagues who are sort of stuck in that rut of doing the things they don't really necessarily feel good about.
Well, that's what I call round pegs and square holes. And according to the U.S. Labor Force show, roughly about 10% of America are in positions like you and I. We are using our God-given gifts and talents. They're being exercised and grown. And we're having the time of our lives. So, you know, it's great to be sharing that with you because we want the other 90% of America to be rightly casted and to be having fulfilled lives. I mean, that's why I do what I do is as encouragement. And I want you to know that you encourage us as well, you know, with the way you conduct yourself and how you have, you know, risen against adversity and taken on the challenges of, you know, a corrupt media force that has treated you unfairly. And that's the final thing. We only got about a minute and a half left. And that is, does America have enough intestinal fortitude to really deal with what seems to be rampant corruption? Does A.G. Barr, does John Durham, a lot of pressure is being put on John Durham, like he's going to be the Obi-Wan Kenobi of American discipline and maybe help get us back on track because he's going to expose once and for all the corruption that we all have a sense that's been running rampant in D.C.
Well, I would hesitate to put all eggs in one basket because those keep coming up short. You know, everybody says, oh, the Horowitz report and the Huber report and now the Durham report. But I will say I see the success of Donald Trump, not in political terms, but in social terms, and this is happening all across Europe and different parts of the world as well, as a success of the people fighting back against the establishment politicians of both parties, who are trying to shape us and tell us what to do and take us down paths that are not necessarily in our best interest. So his success or failure, I think, is largely measures the will of the people in this country and whether they do have the power to do something about the things that you've discussed.
Exactly. Well, she is the host of Full Measure, a weekly Sunday news program that focuses on investigative, original, and accountability reporting. Five-time Emmy Award winner and recipient of the Edward R. Murrow Award, Cheryl Eckeson, right here on Bill Martinez. Cheryl, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065, 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Governor of Illinois Rod Blagojevich, who was sentenced in 2011 to 14 years behind bars for trying to sell a former President Obama's Senate seat, has had his sentence commuted by President Trump. Also a one-time Celebrity Apprentice contestant, Blagojevich was released from prison yesterday and spoke with reporters at the Denver International Airport, saying he was railroaded by prosecutors.
There are a lot of communities in America that know what this has been like, to be able to be persecuted and railroaded by a corrupt and, frankly, racist criminal justice system.
The president also pardoning former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Carrick, who pleaded guilty in 2009 to tax fraud and lying to the government. He'd been released from prison in 2013. A Justice Department spokesperson denying reports that Attorney General Bill Barr is considering resigning over the president's tweets about the department. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Great to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and I'm excited to be sharing our next guest with you, Jennifer Barbosa for Congress. She is competing with Adam Schiff for the California seat, District 28 there in the Glendale area and surrounding areas. Jennifer, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, explain to our audience, why are you running for this seat?
Well, I live in Adam Schiff's district. I have lived in Adam Schiff's district for several years now, and I've noticed that since he became our congressman a few years ago, by the way, he became our congressman through the redistricting process, since he became our congressman, quality of living has gone down substantially. As you've heard, homelessness has gone way up.
Yes.
On top of that, he has not presented any legislation that has become law since this redistricting process. And that's a big red flag to me and many other voters, that perhaps our congressman is actually just kind of phoning it in, assuming that he can now just automatically be reelected since this redistricting or gerrymandering, as some people refer to it, and really not paying attention to what's going on in the district.
It almost appears to me, Jennifer, that Schiff has been the heir apparent going forward, that they have a political road for him to travel that leads to the Senate. Are you seeing that as well?
Well, I've certainly heard that, and he certainly behaves in that manner. So, I don't know about the inner workings of the Democrat Party. I started this campaign about a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I've knocked on 20,000 doors. So, you meet a lot of people and you hear a lot of things. And one very interesting tidbit that I got from somebody who works with the, have you heard of the Justice Democrats?
Yes, I have.
Yes, and for your listeners who don't know, that's kind of a group of, I'd say, far-left Democrats who made it their goal to install AOC and Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib into Congress. And they told me that they have been working with Adam Schiff, and they threatened to run a far-left candidate against him in this district if he did not go ahead and pursue the impeachment. So some people say that he, well, a lot of people say he likes the spotlight, and that's why he's doing it. Others say that, you know, he wants to be a senator or president perhaps one day. I've heard that as well. I think I kind of believe what this Democrat group told me is that he's just trying to hold on to his power here. You know, and perhaps, you know, go up to a higher level. But I think also he's afraid that he will be primaried as AOC's competitor was in the incumbent in her district.
Exactly. Well, you know, that's quite telling when you lay it out to say he has not, instituted or championed any legislation in all the time that he's been there in Congress. It's like, okay, so what are you doing on behalf of California's 28th district?
Well, it's not all the time that he's been in Congress. But before the district was gerrymandered to make it to have it include Hollywood, which was a more liberal, Democrat-heavy area of the district, he did present some legislation that ended up becoming law. Most of it was just what congressmen do, rename post offices. But my point is, since then, since it was gerrymandered, putting 210,000 Democrats in our district and only 70,000 Republicans, since that point, he has really demonstrated a lack of concern for being reelected, behaving as though he will just automatically be reelected. And, you know, he's not wrong. He tends to win by 50 points in this district, and that's a major reason why I'm running as independent rather than Republican. That actually gives us an opportunity to take him out, because though we have three times as many Democrats as Republicans, we actually have twice as many independents as Republicans.
I was going to say, because of all the shenanigans going on with impeachment and everything, what I am hearing is a lot of Democrats are identifying as independents these days because of the move hard left that the Democratic Party has taken. They say, you know, that old typical mantra that I didn't leave the party left me.
Absolutely, and I hear that every day from voters. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to be realistic. This is not necessarily people flipping from Democrat to Republican, because that's, for some people, that's a hard switch to make. Whether they should do it or not, maybe they're just not ready. But they are open to voting independent, and that's the real opportunity for this campaign.
Well, explain to our audience the jungle primary system, because that's in effect there, right?
Yes, I'd love to. Thank you. We have what's called a jungle primary in California, and that means that there's not a Democrat primary, there's not a Republican primary, it's a jungle primary. All the candidates compete on one ballot, and the top two candidates, regardless of party in the primary, they are the ones who progress to the general election. So then when you get to the general election, there are only two candidates on the ballot. There's not a third candidate who, you know, like a Jill Stein or Ralph
Nader. Evan, right. Exactly.
Right. Nobody who can split the vote or siphon votes from one, thereby helping another. There are just two. And so Democrats implemented this policy in California a few years ago to help Democrats, to make it easier for two Democrats to get past the primary and sort of off the Republican candidate right there at the primary election level. However, again, it's a wonderful opportunity for an independent.
Exactly. Jennifer, what about ballot harvesting? We knew that came out big time in this the 2018 elections.
Mm-hmm. Ballot harvesting is something that is now legal here in California and in our district. And it's something, again, implemented, legalized by the Democrat leaders here in our state. So Republicans are kind of late to that bandwagon and naturally have some sort of ethical conflict with it, because it's not something that's perceived perceived as really the most diplomatic, fairest way to conduct an election. However, now since it's legal, you better believe my election is doing everything it can legally, lawfully, peacefully to win here. I mean, it's really inappropriate for a congressman to simply, just get more and more entrenched and richer and just get reelected every year without a proper challenge. So ballot harvesting, I don't agree with it, but if it's legal, yes, sir, I'll do it.
It's the rules to play right now. I mean, in California, when they open that up, explain to our audience that may not understand ballot harvesting, because this was relatively new, and, most of us see this like yourself, Jennifer, that this is unfair. This is not, this compromises the integrity of the whole electoral system.
Yes. Well, normally in most states, in order to cast a vote, you have to be there in person. Unless, for example, if you're blind or deaf or you really need somebody to fill out the ballot for you for because of some physical disability. Here in California, you can allow somebody else to not only turn in your ballot but also fill out your ballot for you. And so that's what leads to what people call ballot harvesting. For example, somebody will go to a senior citizen's home and say, on a Saturday when they're all there, gathering, having lunch, playing bingo, whatnot, and say, have you filled out your ballot? Where's your ballot? Oh, I'll fill that out for you. And then they'll fill in all the candidates that they want. That one person who's collecting the ballots will fill out all the candidates that they want for all the propositions, everything, and then take that big pile of ballots and turn them into the registrar, and it's perfectly legal.
Yes, exactly. Well, she's the only independent on the ballot, only woman, and only candidate of Hispanic descent, right?
That's correct, yes.
And of the breakdown there in the district, you've got 200,000 declare themselves as Dems and California 28, 72,000 are Republicans. The independent number, as we were talking about, continues to grow. We're looking at 145,000 independents. That is a formidable force and opens the door for all kinds of opportunity for you, Jennifer Barbosa, and we wish you all the best. How can people donate to your campaign and get more information?
Thank you, Bill. They can go to Barbosa2020.com. It's Barbosa, B-A-R-B-O-S-A, 2020.com.
We've got about 30 seconds left, so I'm going to let you sum it up to what you want people to take away from this conversation that we've had.
Okay, well, I, as well as many of your listeners, are probably tired of seeing Adam Schiff get reelected, so we have to try something new this year. I believe that if you support the independent candidate, that gives us an opportunity to really get the majority in the general election, which is what we need in order to defeat him in 2020, Barbosa2020.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact that it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. donate. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Annette Sun joins us. We're going to be talking about her new book, No Food for You, Missy. We're going to make food your friend. Annette, good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, excited to be talking about your new book. According to research, you write about 32% of Americans believe they are allergic or sensitive to at least one type of food, and yet less than 4% of adults have this condition documented by their doctors. On the other hand, there is about 170 food ingredients that can trigger allergies, and people can experience symptoms and not even know that these may be caused by the food we're eating. What's going on?
That was the case with me. I had no idea. I thought I was eating healthy and ate anything I could. And then, of course, I have, you know, symptoms thinking I'm just getting older, so it's okay to have stuff. But when my doctor took a food allergy test on me, a comprehensive food panel, the results were blinding.
Wow.
I was going to fall off my chair. Looking at what I ate consistently was way too one-sided, and therefore I kind of did myself in.
Amazing. And I would say probably your story is pretty typical of most Americans that sit there, and I've questioned. I said, "Well, you know, is our food table compromised? Is agriculture? Is there something in the soil? You know, what is going on that you know, allergies are being expressed? I mean, we talk about cancer more often these days than ever before. It does make you wonder. And of course, we're hearing more and more about allergies. You know, should I go vegan? Should I be gluten free? All these possibilities that are being tossed about, because the fact of the matter is people just aren't feeling very good, are they?
That's true. That's very true. And more this subject is becoming widespread, and people are, like you said, either doing things on their own, just deciding, I'm just going to go gluten-free because I hear a lot and I've read some things, and that's certainly not a bad idea. But for me, it was important that I got to have those results from my doctor to know exactly what my body was reacting to. Because the thing is, every body is different and reacts differently. Some people have a higher tolerance to you know, there are to all the chemicals that are in the foods nowadays. And some people are very sensitive. And so it's good to watch your food, most definitely. Mm-hmm. But it's also good to know exactly what personally you're affected by.
And won't that change over time? I mean, as we age, maybe every 10 years, you know, what we weren't so sensitive over 10 years ago, we seem to be now just as, you know, because of the aging process. Is that part of the consideration as well?
I think so. Well, the book is just my personal story, but what I'm hearing now more and more, and that was the reason for me publishing this, actually, is that people have eaten a certain way all their lives, and now we know as children, if I ate an apple, it had a lot of nutrients, and these days a conventional apple is severely reduced in nutrients, right, along with all the other foods. And so the way we eat now is much, much different than 20, 30, 40 years ago or more. And so I'm sure the bodies cannot process all these things that are being put into our food or the lack of nutrients.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in addition to being an author, Annette is a life coach, a private tutor. Most of all, she's a mom. Great kids. I mean, they're award-winning kids. Her and her husband have just done such an outstanding job. And I know by observation that, you know, she wants the best for her family. But, you know, it's interesting that most people would not go that extra mile and say, okay, I should run a panel to find out, you know, what I'm allergic to, what's, you know, what works for me. And probably when you got to that point and did it yourself, you probably said, why didn't I do this earlier?
Well, the reason I went to seek out a holistic doctor who ended up doing this food panel was that I knew that I had heavy metals in my body and don't know why or where they came from. But in any case, that was the reason I went to see him. And
well, how did you know you had heavy metals?
I did a body scan, something that tells you, you get hooked up to this machine, you know, mm-hmm. around your ankles and your wrists, I think, and it tells you mainly if your minerals, your vitamins are off, what you're reacting to, but it just tells you there's something going on, but it doesn't tell you exactly how severe it is.
Okay.
So with this body scan, I found out that I had lead in my body, which is not really a good thing.
No.
And then went to seek out a holistic doctor who could do chelation and get rid of this. And after about an hour and a half of us talking about all the symptoms I had, such as migraines, joint pain, and different things, he said, well, I would also like to do this food panel on you. And I said, sure. I don't think, you know, there's much going on because I eat everything.
Right.
Well, yeah, that was a surprise when that came back. Like I said, blinding.
And what do they test you on when they do a food panel like that?
It's a blood test, and they test about 180 different foods.
Wow.
That includes meat, vegetables, grains, and different things that are just, like, it goes through yeast, it goes through basically like a representative,
a spectrum of foods that you would be exposed to or you've consumed over the years. Now, mm-hmm. when the results come out, is this something that you're forever allergic to, or is it just something that you're aware and you monitor and you say, okay, you know, I've got to cut back on certain things and or eliminate certain things altogether and maybe reintroduce down the road? How does that work?
The doctor gave me a sheet of the results, and it shows the severity of your reaction, meaning you are either really allergic or just sensitive. It's a range.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was told to cut out all the ones that were severely, had severe reactions, cut all that out for 1 year.
Wow.
And I fell off my chair laughing, thinking, how am I going to cut out 95% of the foods that I ate that I'm using?
95% of the foods you were eating you had to cut out?
Pretty much. It was
wow.
crazy.
Uh-huh.
And
so the kids are going, oh, this is my mom. She's now a rabbit. You know, she's just eating, you know, carrots and
goodness.
Whatever.
Whenever I put, like, then the next day after this this diagnosis, I went to the health food store. And I wasn't laughing anymore because at this point I realized it it actually dawned on me that I could not eat stuff, that it was really going to be a very, very difficult thing to do. But I was determined because I'd rather not eat certain things for a while than have severe migraines and other things.
Well, because if you ignored this, like anything, it's a disease and then it gets complicated down the road, right?
Absolutely, because what I created was like a leaky gut, and that can lead to all kinds of autoimmune things that are even much, much worse. So I was glad I had that opportunity, and I took the test again about a year and a half later, and everything had significantly improved. The reactions were not nearly what they were before. So back to your question, you asked me what happens to, are you allergic for life? In my case, I found that it's okay to reintroduce some things. I'm still careful, but it's a much better life overall than I had before.
So you're living off of better than 5% of the food that you used to, right?
Well, I'm back to 7% now.
Oh, 7. Oh, wow. We've really had a major climb from 5 to 7, Lordy.
I'm kidding. But, well, for life, I will be careful with certain types of food that I reacted to very, very severely. And it's okay. It's also okay to, like, allow yourself to have a bite or two every now and then. It's, I think, very sensible to watch your foods and say, well, I'm not going to compromise my health all the time. Just find a good balance.
Well, and some of this is probably experiential for you. I mean, that you probably realize, hey, you feel better when you are consuming certain foods and staying away from others. And then, you know, maybe once in a while you cheat and you cheat and you go, oh, man, why did I do that? And, you know, maybe after a time or two, you just say, eh, it's just not worth the cheat, right?
It's very true. Very true. And I've... find out which ones are worth cheating and which ones are not. I find it out the hard way. it's definitely something that I have to, I just put my mind to the fact that my life is going to be different now, but it's overall, like I said, it's better. And it's always fun when I sit at the table and talking about experimenting. Experimented with a lot of foods that I serve the family, and the kids watch me and think, if I take a bite of this, I'm going to explode. So there was a lot of, experimental stuff going on in our house for a while.
Well, how are the kids responding to this now? Are they adapting certain things themselves? Or, you know, just like all young kids, I mean, they're impervious. They could, you know, they can be like goats and eat tin cans and nothing bothers them, you know, right?
That's what it seems like. I mean, they're both, and you know my boys, they're both very healthy and active, and so that's a big, big chunk of your health to begin with. And they're eating pretty much everything, but like I said, I try, and I've tried over this time, to provide better dinners, more nutritious meals, and fortunately, I'm seeing them starting to taste more things and realize that, oh, we don't want to go down this path.
Right.
My kids are now 14 and 16, so they're still in that age where, oh, we can eat pizza all day long, but I let them. But they're learning and also seeing with some friends that have very, very severe allergies that it's a good idea to start early to be healthy.
How can people be in touch with you, Annette?
It's on Amazon, and if there are questions through that, it will go through my publisher, and that information should be in the book.
And we're going to link the book on our website, too, at BillMartinezLive.com as well. Annette, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
looking for that edge.